This first story takes us right here in Iran, where the leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the terrorist attack in Ahvaz is a continuation of conspiracies by U.S. puppets in the region. In a message, Ayatollah Khamenei strongly condemned the act of terror, saying it once again shows the cruelty of the Iranian nation's enemies. Iran's leader described the attackers as mercenaries linked to the same governments that keep speaking about human rights hypocritically. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that such terrorist acts are aimed at destabilizing Iran. He, however, said that the Iranian nation will overcome all difficulties to the dismay of its enemies. Now, the leader offered condolences to those who lost their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Ahvaz, which left over 24 people dead. Crossing over right here in Tehran, I'd like to welcome Professor Fuad Izzadi from University of Tehran to the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, you've heard the leader and what he said about regional entities supported by the U.S. and possibly behind these terrorist attacks. Let's look at this, because, of course, in the so-called international community, it is Iran that is continually condemned, continually sanctioned, and Iran actually has one of the biggest recipients of terrorism in this region and in the world. And, of course, again today, we're seeing Iran, actually another terrorist attack taking place here. And if we look at the mainstream media, the lack of condemnation, the lack of actually calling it a terrorist attack, I mean, what does it all say to you?
It says that unfortunately we have a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to Western leaders and also corporate media. We have a situation where Iran is blamed for terrorism without any evidence. And then when there is a serious terrorist attack inside Iran, the media outlets generally try to find excuses for what has happened. I was on three different programs on international media before coming on your show. Mm-hmm. And the common analysis is that the Sunni Muslims in Iran are behind these terrorist attacks, which is an injustice to the Sunni Muslim community in Iran. Sunni Muslims don't engage in terrorism. Muslims don't engage in terrorism. Shia Muslims don't engage in terrorism. These are terrorist organizations that are funded by the intelligence services of countries like the United States, like the Israelis, like the Saudis. The Saudi Crown Prince talked about taking the war inside Iran and attacking Iran from inside sources. So we do see a lot of hypocrisy. We do see a lot of analysis that is aimed to actually create discord. And the fact that women and children were killed today does not seem to bother any of these leaders or news outlets.
Yeah, it is interesting, Mr. Izzadi, when we see the difference in coverage. If it's a terror attack in Paris, it's covered one way. In London and Paris and other Western capitals and cities, it's covered in one way. And when it comes to Iran, of course, there's a whole different criteria for it. When we look at, you've just talked about Mohammed bin Salman, of course, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and how he said that he would, or Saudis would, take the war inside of Iran, basically trying to destabilize Iran. I mean, that statement in itself is actually goes against international relations, goes against international law in trying to destabilize another country. And yet Iran is continually punished for trying to destabilize countries, for example, like Syria, when in actuality it's trying to stabilize it. So the question is, what has to be done as far as the Islamic Republic of Iran in trying to continue with the direction that it is going, but at the same time trying to counter so much pressure from so many different directions?
The people who were behind the terrorist attacks need to be punished. The statement that was issued by Ayatollah Khamenei and also other Iranian officials have talked about this, that when terrorist organizations engage in terrorism inside the Iranian territory, they will be hit, and they would be hit very hard. We had an example of this just a few days ago. A base that belonged to a terrorist organization, base was inside the Kurdish area in Iraq, was hit with a ballistic missile. And you can rest assured that ballistic missiles will fly again towards the entities that were behind this attack. The attack will not be unanswered. This is the first step. The second step is to make sure that the frame that the corporate media has created against Iran is corrected. Iran does not engage in terrorism. Iran will fight against terrorism. The fact that Iran has been fighting terrorism in Syria and Iraq is an indication. And Iran will continue to do that. Iran will continue to fight governments like the United States and Israel and the Saudis that engage in this type of activity. And the resolve of Iranian people will be strengthened when they see these type of terrorist activities inside their own country. They realize why they have an army. They realize why fighting terrorism is necessary. In fact, Iran has been successful in the last many years to make sure that these type of terrorist activities are not common in Iran. Iran is in the middle of the region, the Middle East region, that is suffers from terrorism extensively, and Iran is relatively a safe country. So overall, I think the aim of the terrorist organizations that engaged in the events in Nahwaz today is actually going to strengthen the Iranian resolve to fight against this type of activities. And the true nature of support that the United States talks about human rights and rule of law and international law, and the level of hypocrisy is, I think, going to be very apparent. And we haven't heard any condemnation, even just a symbolic condemnation mm-hmm. from the governments that supported these organizations in the past.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Tehran, Professor Fuad Ezzadeh from the University of Tehran.